Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I have here a handout given to teenagers from Kaiser Permanente, the healthcare provider that's popular in Colorado and probably your state. And I'm going to go through some of this, see what you think, see if you could spot any code words, see how this is received in a Christian culture and their sensitivity to Christian morals. So we'll go through that. But first, I want to let you know we have one of our church members from Denver Bible Church who's still in jail down at Pinellas Park, where he was shouting out Carl Henderson, where he was shouting out that someone needs to bring Terry water, and he was arrested. And one of the largest Christian legal foundations in the country, I've been speaking with them, and they have at least initially agreed to take Carl's case. And not only are they working on getting him representation as to the criminal charge of disturbing the peace there in Pinellas Park in Florida, but they're also interested in filing a federal lawsuit for the violation of his rights. So that's interesting. And so we're now trying to get Carl out of jail. He was determined to stay in jail until somebody or someone was willing to do something. And so now, you know, he's a poor college student. And so we got a bail bondsman, and we're bailing him out of jail, and we'll get him back here to Denver, and then we'll keep you informed on what's going on. Okay. All right. And we're really thankful for Doug McBurney, who went down there and got arrested trying to bring Terry Schindler, as she's being called these days, Terry Schindler trying to bring her a cup of water. And we're thankful for Carl Henderson and our dear friend Mike Tiemann and his daughter and their friend that went down there, and Leslie Hanks from Colorado Right to Life, who's there five times. So Terry's death will not be forgotten. I know that so many Christians this past weekend at their church heard not a word. We heard from many Christians who were discouraged that they went to church after the intentional killing of an innocent woman in America, and the whole issue was not even brought up. So that's a tragedy, but it shows where the Christian community has been heading for decades now. Okay, I want to talk about this pamphlet handed out to kids, to students from Kaiser Permanente. And we got a copy of this from Maranatha Christian Center. And the people who run Maranatha, there's Don and Yvonne Miller and the Truesdells, Scott and Cheryl Truesdell. And they said, Bob, this is the kind of stuff that families, Christian families, have this stuff is given to their kids without the parents' knowledge from Kaiser Permanente. So here it is. It's titled Teen Sexuality, Any Questions? And then Am I Normal? A picture of a teenage girl on the cover. And see, let's read through parts of this, all right? You might be attracted to someone because she or he is cute, funny, etc., or for some other reason that you can't explain. People experience their sexuality in different ways, including having a crush on a teacher. So they're going to describe all kinds of things and say, this is normal and this is acceptable. And having a crush on a teacher, having fantasies about someone famous, dating someone. So they're telling, you know, teenagers it's okay to date, and it's okay to be attracted to, well, who? Well, let's keep reading. You might start to have sexual feelings before you are ready to do anything about them, like holding hands or having sex. That They put that there. Take your time figuring out what is comfortable and natural for you. So that's good, right? Telling 14-year-old boy, hey, take your time, figure out what's comfortable, and then go ahead if you think it's natural for you. Do you ever wonder, am I normal? Are people going to judge me if I am different? You know, this whole teen sexuality brochure is really an encouragement for kids to experiment with homosexuality. That's what it is, the whole thing. So if you have questions and concerns about sexuality, you are not alone. Everybody has questions. Nobody has all the answers. And then I would think what they mean, if you read between the lines, is especially not God. Right? Nobody has all the answers, especially not God. That's what they mean, because why? They're Kaiser Permanente. They support the killing of unborn children. They encourage children to experiment with sex. They encourage kids who have not been involved in any homosexual behavior to, you know, you might want to check it out. So then here's the heading now. What is sexual orientation? So they get right to that. That's like the first topic. Teen sexuality? Well, you'd think there's a lot involved, right? In health class and basic biology. Right off the bat, first thing, what is sexual orientation? And so the flyer goes on, different people are attracted to different types of people and have a variety of different types of relationships. You may have feelings for, and then there's three bullets, people of the same sex, people of both sexes, right? People of the opposite sex. Where's the fourth bullet for creatures that are not people? Why don't they put that in there too? So anyway, right off the bat, they're saying to teens, they hand this out to teens who come in to Kaiser Permanente. It's just, here, you get one of these. And what is your sexual orientation? You may be attracted to people of both sexes, the people of the same sex. Sexual orientation is one way of thinking about sexuality. Having some words to talk about sexual orientation can be a way to start understanding sexuality. Now, I just think that's such a crack up. Having some words to talk about orientation can be a way to start understanding. So then they give you some words. And, you know, by the way, this shows the utter rejection of morality, utter rejection of right and wrong. Marriage is no longer significant when it comes to sexual behavior. Right? The Bible says that the marriage bed is honorable. And God warns us of the dangers of sex outside of marriage. But here are some words that Kaiser Permanente is suggesting will help kids understand their sexuality. So to start with, people who are mostly attracted to or have sex with the opposite sex may call themselves straight. Straight, okay? And that's mostly, by the way, people who are mostly attracted. They call themselves straight. And then people who cannot even think straight are considered homosexual. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It doesn't say that there. What does it say? Oh, yeah, here we go. People who are mostly attracted to or have sex with both sexes may call themselves bisexual. Males who are mostly attracted to or have sex with other males may call themselves gay. Or how about homos? Why don't they put homos in there? I see homosexuals call themselves homos often. Females who are mostly attracted to or who have sex with other females may call themselves FOMOs or female homos. Oh, wait a minute. I read that wrong. Females may call themselves lesbian. I got that wrong. I thought it said FOMOs. Sorry. All right. Whether or not you are having sex, here's more bullets. There are bullets everywhere. You may not know what your sexual orientation is. Okay, so they're telling kids, look, whether you're sexually involved, if you're not sexually involved, and somewhere in this pamphlet, they say, here it is, most teens do not have sex until they are out of high school, right? Most teens don't have sex until they're out of high school. So then they say, Even if you're not having sex, you may not know what your sexual orientation is. They're trying to confuse kids right off the bat about the most basic issues. Your sexual orientation may change once or many times in your life. Wow, I thought you were born that way. See, the whole you were born that way, that's just a temporary tactic. The lesbians never bought into that. The lesbians, they always called it a lifestyle preference. Because it was less, in our society, there was less stigma to being a lesbian than to being a homosexual. So to get young men to be more bold about being a homosexual, they had to give them an excuse. It wasn't their fault. They were born that way. And so we've been saying for 10 years that that's just a scam. It's just a line. And eventually they do away with it. And for evidence of that, we pointed out that the lesbians called it, they didn't say it was sexual orientation. They called it a lifestyle choice. It was your lifestyle preference. It was your sexual preference. And for the males, they called it their orientation. They were born that way. But now here's Kaiser Permanente, the supreme authority, telling kids your sexual orientation may change many times in your life. So forget about being born that way. All right, so you've got straight, bisexual, and FOMOs, and gay. And then you have, what if it's, well, they're discriminating here against, where's transgendered? There's no transgendered. That's not right. You can't do that. It's really not right. Where are the hermaphrodites represented? I don't see any words for the hermaphrodites here. All right? Where are the hermaphrodites? And then how about those who are bispecial? Never mind bisexual. How about those like Larry Flint, the publisher of Hustler magazine? I argued with him on, what was it, Politically Incorrect, with Bill Maher on ABC. He's bispecial. He doesn't believe in only one species. You're leaving out the bispecial people. And then there's the bipeds versus quadrupeds. Why are you leaving those people out? You know, these people, these folks at Kaiser Permanente, they're very ethnocentric and they're just too narrow tunnel visioned. All right, so they continue. The flyer for teen sexuality, any questions? Am I normal? That flyer from Kaiser Permanente that they hand out to kids, students, says keep an open mind. Sexual orientation is only a part of someone's identity. Get to know the whole person. Isn't that really deep? It reminds me of a flyer Planned Parenthood used to hand out, and it said to kids, oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, we've read that flyer on the air, and it's just so devastating. They handed it out in Arvada, Colorado at the Harvest Festival, whatever they have every year in October. And it was encouraging kids, if they've never had sex before with the same-sex partners, it encouraged them to experiment, and it told them specifically how to do, what to do. And then we read an article in 17 magazine to young girls. In that article, it said, before you have sex, it's a good idea to get to know the person. And they said, we suggest finding out their name. That's what it said in the article, finding out their name. So a girl goes to a graduation party. She has 1.5 beers, and there's a guy, somebody's cousin, visiting from Detroit. And she says, well, I just read in a publication by responsible adults that I shouldn't be with you intimately unless you tell me your name. He says, my name is Joe. She says, all right. Get to know the person. Keeping an open mind about others can help you work out some of your own questions and concerns. Remember, prejudice against people because of their sexual orientation is no different than racism, sexism, or other types of discrimination. So right there, what is Kaiser Permanente saying? They're weighing in and they're saying Christianity is a phobia. That's what they're saying. Right? That's one way for them to say Christianity is a disorder. because Christians believe that sex is only right within marriage and between males and females, because God made them male and female, Adam and Eve, and God ordained marriage. And so, you know, Kaiser Permanente, they'd be more honest if they came out and said, look, we're taking a stand on these spiritual and moral issues, and we believe that Christianity is a disorder. It's a phobia that needs to be overcome. So they say here, remember, prejudice against people because of their sexual orientation is no different than racism, sexism, or other types of discrimination. Hey, let me suggest a new kind of discrimination. A new kind? All right? It's Kaiser Permanenteism. Kaiser Permanenteism. If you go to Kaiser Permanente for your health care, consider switching. How about that? And I could recommend to you two different alternatives for your health care. You'll probably save money too. And people at our church have done these. And in fact, Cheryl and I, we have health care through, you know, through Bob and Yurt Live. We've got just standard health care. But we're going to switch. We just applied. I'll give you two different Christian organizations. The one is called Christian Care MediShare. Christian Care MediShare. And they got a website at healthcareforbelievers.com. That's easy to remember, right? You're in your car. We're on KLTT 50,000 watts, most powerful Christian station in America. And you're driving out there somewhere in Nebraska and you hear healthcareforbelievers.com. You don't even have to write it down. You just remember it. I know the signal's coming in and out. You can hardly hear healthcareforbelievers.com. But you could get it, right? Healthcareforbelievers.com. And for those of you who are struggling with Kaiser Permanenteism, there's also Christian Brotherhood Newsletter. And their website is christianbrotherhood.org. Christianbrotherhood.org. And they're really interesting services. You have to read their website and see how they do it, but it's a neat alternative to a place where they're going to tell your kids, hey, you could get an abortion. Your parents don't need to know. Hey, you might be a homosexual, you know. Have you ever tried it? You know, if you try it, you might like it. Remember, prejudice against sexual orientation is no different from racism, sexism, or all other phobias and disorders. So you may have friends or family members who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, transgendered, bispecial, it ends right there. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, or unsure about their sexual orientation. You can show your support and learn more by, here's more bullets, joining or starting a gay straight alliance at your school. So they're encouraging kids. Start a homosexual club at your school. Joining the organization PFLAG, that stands for Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays in Your Community, for more information. PFLAG. Now, boy, do I have an idea for that. If somebody wants to put up a funny website, send us an email. Go to our website, kgov.com, kgov.com. Send us an email and say, Bob, I'd like to put up a funny website, and we'll email you back with the idea. Sort of to reposition the organization called PFLAG. Okay, now what else? Who can I trust? In this pamphlet for teens from Kaiser Permanente that was given to me by the folks who run Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, and they said, Bob, this is what we're getting. Families, Christian families, are having their kids are being handed this flyer from Kaiser Permanente. And so it says here in the flyer, who can I trust? There are people out there who will not judge you and who can appreciate you the way you are. Right? And you know who loves the whole don't judge mentality, other than that's Hillary Clinton's favorite verse? You know who loves that mentality? Criminals love that mentality. Drug dealers love that mentality. Child pornographers love that mentality. That's who loves all that mentality. So there are people out there who will not judge you and who can appreciate you the way you are. Anyone who wants to change you is not the best person to turn to with your questions or concerns. They're teaching kids. They're saying, look, don't go to your parents. Don't go to your pastor. Don't go to God. Don't go to Jesus Christ. Go to a homosexual at your school. That's what they're doing. Anyone who wants, this is from Kaiser Permanente to kids. This flyer, teen sexuality. Anyone who wants to change you is not the best person to turn to with your questions or concerns. So if somebody's a pedophile, somebody's into bestiality, hey, we believe in not judging. So listen to what other people say about sexuality and sexual orientation. Pay attention to how they treat people who are different from them. So that's who you should stay away from. You might have to stay away from your parents and your pastor. Sexual orientation should happen when you feel ready. So you got that? It has nothing to do with God's revelation. It has nothing to do with the way God made us in his warnings to us. It has to do with your feelings. So Kaiser Permanente thinks the right thing, the right standard to bring to teenagers regarding sexual behavior is their feelings. When your feelings are into it, what teenage boy? I mean, come on. And the teenage boy armed with this could tell his 14-year-old girlfriend, hey, if you feel ready, then you're ready. You don't have to talk to your parents. It doesn't matter what your pastor says. It doesn't matter what God says. But then they do put a precaution. Use condoms and dental dams to help protect you against unwanted pregnancies and STDs, including HIV. And it goes on, who can I talk to? And, you know, you got to watch out. Don't talk to your parents or pastor or God. But getting help from Kaiser Permanente. Teens can make their own appointments and come in to see a doctor, nurse, or counselor at Kaiser Permanente clinics. So your parent doesn't have to know. Your mother or father doesn't have to know. We'll get you in touch with the homosexual club of your choice. To make an appointment, talk with an advice nurse. If she's at a public school, don't worry. It'll be confidential, especially if you're pregnant or you want to become a homosexual. So that's what's going on from Kaiser Permanente. So if you tend to be a racist or a sexist, or if you have a disorder known as Kaiser Permanenteism, then you can check out Christian Brotherhood Newsletter or Christian Care MediShare. You could find those alternatives instead of sending your dollars to Kaiser Permanente. You could check out healthcareforbelievers.com or christianbrotherhood.org. All right, let's go to the phones. In Warsaw, Indiana, Todd, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, sir.
Great seminar on Saturday.
On predestination and free will.
Yeah, great seminar.
Oh, well, I'm thrilled that you enjoyed it. You know, we had a lot of people there in Indianapolis. In fact, we had 117 chairs, and it was standing room only. And what a good time we had. And so many people came up afterward or contacted us since and said they had no idea all the information in the Bible to support free will. Mm-hmm. And they had no idea that this that predestination and so many of those concepts came from pagan Greeks. Mm-hmm. And how many of our theologians even quote Plato and Neoplatonic philosophers and saying, this is how we interpret the Bible based on Greek philosophy.
Yep, and that's definitely an eye-opener for most.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you, Bob.
God bless you, Todd. Appreciate that.
God bless you, Bob. Bye.
All right, our phone number is 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And so Kaiser Permanente out there telling kids, this is just like what? Any mainstream media outlet geared for teenagers like MTV. What is MTV geared for? The 13 to 15-year-old boys mostly? And they get some older viewers too. But if you like MTV, you have the mentality of what? A 14-year-old boy. Because that's what it's geared toward. And so MTV, 14-year-old boys, 17 magazine, and the magazines for girls that are similarly geared toward teeny boppers. And they're pretty much of one accord in encouraging kids to experiment with homosexuality. Try it out. And, of course, it's incredibly destructive for young people, as it is for adults. God made us, and he knows how we should function and how we can be healthy and whole, how we could be right. And if we ignore him, we do so at our peril. And we speak of breaking God's law, and it's fine to speak of it in that way, breaking God's law. But in reality, do not commit adultery. And the warnings God gives us and the commands in his law, we never really break the law. What happens is we break ourselves. We break over the law. So God warns us that there's a certain way to live. For example, if you covet, if you're covetous, if you want the things other people have, if you're envious and you don't use other people's success as a motivator, you say, well, my friend has a nice house, a nice car, and I'm going to work hard so I could have things like that. No, but you're envious and you want theirs, or you want your neighbor's wife, or you want your neighbor's goods, then God says that's a sin, and that leads toward death. So don't covet, and don't lust, and don't steal, and don't murder, and don't commit adultery. But we have a community in America where our churches increasingly don't talk about sin and morality. They've found a way around those difficult issues, so many of our churches. Many churches have just simply taken the other side, and they promote the killing of unborn children and class envy, which is a mainstream of the Democratic Party and quite often also part of the Republican Party. And forget about sexual morality and sex only within marriage, right? Even the Republican Party, George W. Bush, thinks homosexuality is great. He just, you know, he's found a political way to say, hey, look, I support traditional marriage. But he doesn't warn young people in America that homosexuality will destroy them. He doesn't come out against Kaiser Permanente and say, look, this is wrong. You can't be encouraging kids to try out homosexuality. Why doesn't he take God's side on that? Well, you have to ask him. We'll see him one of these days. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center is simply the best Christian school I've ever seen. 431-5653. That's Maranatha.